This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he would be very disappointed if reports that North Korea is rebuilding a rocket launch site are true. Just days after he boasted of having a strong relationship with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, multiple sources say the Pyongyang regime has restored part of a site it began dismantling after the Singapore summit last year. Satellite images are said to show structures on the launch pad at Sohae had been rebuilt between February 16th and March 2nd on the heels of the failed Hanoi summit. President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen returned to Congress today for another closed-door hearing before the House Intelligence Committee. More from AP Sagar Magani.
Cohen told the House Intelligence Committee in 2017 he'd abandoned a Trump real estate project in Moscow in January 2016, but later admitted he'd pursued the project for months as Trump continued his White House bid. Lawmakers have been interested in talking to him about the project ever since he pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. Today, a person familiar with the interview says Cohen turned over documents related to the project. Last week, he told another panel Trump's lawyers had reviewed and edited the false statement he gave to Congress. One of the lawyers is denying that today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two top U.S. Homeland Security officials defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill today, a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing into the United States over the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said the situation is not a manufactured crisis, but truly an emergency. It was testimony meant to bolster President Trump's declaration of a national emergency, meant to finance a border wall against the will of Congress. For all the day's news, every day, you can go online to voanews.com or use the US VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The former head of the U.S. Central Command, retired Army General